This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you on this Valentine's Day, 2018. I trust all plans have been, put together. Everybody's happy, and it's going to be nothing but fun today. Just loves and kisses, right, Scott? Isn't that what it's supposed to be on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, it'll be a fun day.
Yeah, sure.
You know, dinner, maybe a movie, I don't know.
some time, because as we talked with the experts yesterday, guys, women want time. They want more than anything else, you know. Scott's got plenty of money in the bank, so he goes and buys, expensive trinkets and that.
No, I don't. I just said that's the last resort. Don't.
Yeah.
Robin,
I already got you
off.
In trouble already. You already told Robin. She goes, are you with Martinez in the morning? And no, we're not doing the show this week. See, you've got some covering.
I came home yesterday to show clips. She goes, is this you? No.
Plausible deniability, man. That's it.
That's not me. Well, that's Bill Martinez. Is that who you work with? No?
Yeah, no. That was Brad. Brad's Martinez? The knucklehead. Brad's sitting in. Yeah.
No, it's Bill Martins. It's Bill Martins.
Why not? Well, all kinds of great stuff today on Valentine's Day to talk about. Jenny Beth Martin's going to be with us a little bit this hour. The Tea Party Patriots. Founder and president, talking about, the budget deal. I mean, Scott, what is this deal? I mean, Republicans are supposed to go for a smaller budget, kind of downsize government. Even Donald Trump has said this repeatedly, not only in the campaign trail, but subsequently. And we get this budget deal, budget shamil deal, that is like, are you kidding me? Spending all this money, and it was all to lift the sequester, some kind of restraint on the military, and the military has been in serious trouble, and the president sees this, and we've got to do something quick to bring it into the 21st century. So, the answer is, hey, get money there. But then the Democrats say, look, if you want that, that's your big project, then, we want all this domestic spending. And it's going, wait a minute, you guys got a ton of domestic spending already. That's what got us to almost $21 trillion in debt here.
Well, yeah, they're not talking about the real issue. Apparently, people getting help is now something that is an entitlement. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I always thought that help was something that people had to want to give you, but now it's just, you need it, so you get
That's
it.
That's right. Well, yeah, because then you reelect me because I'm going to give you more of the same. I mean, the very thing the Founding Fathers said would happen, if you start responding and handing things out, in exchange for votes, you've got the America that our Founding Fathers warned us about.
Well, I think Ben Franklin's the one that said, if you allow people to vote themselves money, you lose the Republic.
Right, exactly. And here we are. How close we are, huh?
Well, we already are. We already are there because neither side is fighting for the takeaway of entitlements. Everybody just keeps adding more.
And Scott, to your point, why are people not bringing that up? The very warning that Ben Franklin put out there. It's like, what is it, like the race card or something, if you say that?
Well, yeah. Well, no, that's exactly what it is. If you don't want to help, if you do not want to help people or do everything for people, then you're racist, you're all the horrible words.
So what happens if in the process you kill the goose that's laying golden eggs?
That's what it's going to do. That's what it will just be an oops.
Yeah.
I mean, look, President Trump came up with an alternative to food stamps where we'll send you the food you need for the month for the people in your family. And they're treating that as if that's the worst thing ever.
Well, yeah, I know.
So you can't go to buy cigarettes and energy drinks.
Yeah, if the point is that you want to really help people, I guess. You know, that's the problem. Bill Martinez here, Scott Burdick at the Mothership in Minneapolis. And we've got more coming up.
Life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
During the last election.
Let's talk about Rob Porter. This is getting a bit lost in it because we're talking about the changing story at the White House. But the first ex-wife of Rob Porter is out with a new op-ed, and she's calling out Kellyanne Conway for a statement she made on Sunday saying she felt that Hope Hicks, who is currently dating Porter, would be okay with him because she's a strong woman. Quote, in an op-ed for the Washington Post, Colby Holderness said, borrowing Conway's words, I have no reason not to believe her when she says that Hicks is a strong woman, but her statement implies that those who have been in abusive relationships are not strong. I beg to differ. Recognizing and surviving in an abusive relationship takes strength. There's also former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci who's tweeting about this. He says Kelly must resign, adding domestic abuse is a red line. Covering up for it is indefensible. We should note that Anthony Scaramucci was fired within, I think, a week of his post at the White House because of things that he said to a reporter, bad language. He was treated much more swiftly than Rob Porter was for allegedly beating up his ex-wives. Do you think Kelly should resign?
I think John Kelly should resign. I think that what's lost in all of this is that domestic violence is a crime. And it is one of the biggest factors in women being murdered by their significant other or their spouse. To have a number of people working in the White House who have records of domestic violence is really chilling to women across this country. It certainly is chilling to me. And I think that Kellyanne Conway has never really been very good on recognizing women's issues for what they are and has always been an apologist for the president.
California Congresswoman Jackie Spear.
California Congresswoman Jackie Spear, her comment on this. You know, Scott and I were just talking about this, and Scott, you know, I really, this is such a tough subject when we talk about domestic violence as to what goes on here. It has become something, a bit of a weapon that has a double-edged sword, if I might say. And when I say that, please do not think I'm being insensitive. I'm like you. I'm weary of having these situations come up where we're talking about, you know, domestic violence like this. Absolutely no question. You know, this is unacceptable. But how do you get there? How do you get to that point, to where domestic violence, occurs? Now, I am one to look at it and say, you talk to police officers and you say, okay, I know you don't, that's the worst call that you get, that you go, you take a breather, you say a prayer, and hope you're going to be okay.
Well, it's along the lines of breaking up a fight with two brothers.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that they both turn on you.
Right. And because what happens in that moment where domestic violence is taking place, you imagine the anger, the rage that is taking place, and you're saying, hey, let's have a police officer come in. I mean, and the police officer's going, how about a SWAT team maybe, you know? Why do I want to be the point person in this? How many police officers have been, you know, have been killed, you know, in that sense? You know, Jackie Speier talks about women, but there's also been men killed. I mean, you know, when anger raises to that level and that's and it's so uncontrolled, I guess part of the issue, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, exonerate Rob Porter. It's only, hey, look, we're having a discussion about this, you know, and so it's like, okay, do we really want to do something about it and talk about it in a holistic manner? I mean, like right now, generally, I don't know, what is it, 90, 95% of the time, when there is a call, a domestic violence call, somebody goes to jail, and most often it is the man that goes to jail. And to me, when it's out of hand like this, because it's hard to cipher this out. I mean, you've got a police officer, they're on the field having to make a decision, and one of the decisions that seem to, you know, be acceptable is that it's the man's fault. Okay? Again, understand what the perspective and how we're having this discussion, okay? Realizing that domestic violence is unacceptable, but it's a matter of the way we're handling it, obviously, not the best. I mean, we have enough empirical evidence that I think we should be better at this. And one of the things that I think that, that should happen right off the bat, in order to really get down to the bottom of this, you know, is, hey, you arrest them both and see what happens. See if that's enough to draw the line. Because now what happens, you arrest the man, and the man understands, okay, I can't go there. I can't get close to domestic violence. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to jail. There's going to be serious consequences here. And meanwhile, what you have done is you have weaponized the situation in such a way that it becomes a bit unfair, if I might say this. And again, please understand the sensitivity. And I know that I'm walking on eggshells here, but I'm trying to come to a solution and getting you involved to say, hey, can we look at this a little bit differently? Only because it's in the public square and we're talking about it. And, you know, the Porter issue aside from a standpoint that, you know, anything that has to do with Trump right now, Scott, is all politicized.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Let's be honest. If a guy hits a girl, I think he should be beaten up severely. I just believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that. However, I also understand that it takes two to tango, and there is a certain thing. I'll just take my, again, I'll go on my own thing. If I wasn't aware of myself and how I'm feeling when me and Robin get in an argument, and I just treated her, I just acted on whatever feeling I had.
Like she was one of the guys.
Like she was one of the guys.
Yeah.
She's the one that can push my buttons more right. than anyone.
Right.
Why? She knows me the best, and she knows what gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
And if I, like I said, if I wasn't aware of myself and having the ability of being, you need to leave me alone, and if that doesn't work, I need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I could be Rob Porter,
right?
Like you know, and this also, I think this also goes into, she said something there, that women in abusive relationships that recognize they're in abusive relationship are strong. I'm not going to say a woman's not strong, but usually if you notice, if you're in a situation where something's bad for you,
and you
the
stay there.
The strongest thing that you should do is leave.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest road.
And the same thing like the guy. The strongest thing you can do is walk away. And you need to understand that. You know, get away. And most guys, I mean, even in a guy-to-guy, you know, unless you're an absolute knucklehead and you just want to get in a fight, even guys will do that, Scott. You know, they'll say, okay, all right, I got a choice here. I can continue to confront this, and I know what this is going to escalate into. Or I just walk away. And, you know, and that's, I guess, the best way to inform, you know,
old,
to...
The old, hey, we're all here to have fun. Go right. back to your group. We're here.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. That we're going to get a bunch of emails, I'm sure.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, and you know, I'm curious. You know, let me hear your thoughts. I mean, drop me an email. You know, hey, burn them up. I don't, you know, burn up the emails and send them our way. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And, you know, chime in. You know, I think this is an opportunity to really have a discussion about this that guys need to understand. You cannot go there. End of story. You just cannot go there. But I think there's some other things that need to be done on a legal level to possibly even this out a little bit.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back. Equity America, just about 19 minutes after top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, just to kind of wrap up this deal with Rob Porter and domestic violence, I know it's a very, very difficult topic to deal with. Again, my brain goes into how do we solve this problem, all right? And I think to be most effective on this, you know, obviously there's some things that are still lacking on this. And I'm just saying is that maybe we need to reconsider how this is being handled, you know, in other instances. Go ahead, Scott.
I think the biggest thing is it's not just a cut and dry thing. Mm-hmm. It's not. You can't just make it, this is how we deal with it every time.
Right.
Every situation is different. If some guy's coming home from work and just beating on his wife and kids, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, repeatedly and all that. Yeah, no doubt.
If that's, you know, no, but if somebody is provoking somebody and trying to get the biggest rise out of them, that's different. If you're talking about a guy that's just beating on people because he's got issues in his life.
Right.
That's not the same. It's just like the Me Too thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all not the same. A tap on the butt is not putting your hand up a skirt.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
Right.
And are either acceptable? No, neither are acceptable.
Right.
But
and that would be on both sides. You see, again, and not understanding some of this stuff. You know, it's like what happens in a relationship. I mean, has it gone to a point where, you know, people are grabbing one another and, you know, fun and games, and it's okay when there's joy, but when there's no joy and somebody calls it off, then, you know, this is a difficult deal. And this is what happens in, you know, a public debate or, you know, even these police officers get out and they're dealing with these domestic situations. It's my goodness. I mean, you know, on top of everything else, you got to become a therapist. And a expert sociologist, I mean, their degree is not in dealing, you know, experience. And some of these police officers, I mean, they are brilliant. I mean, they're gifted in handling. They're peacemakers, and they're real good at doing that. But, wow, it's just, again, I think because we're talking about this, is that can we revisit this in a way to where it's much more holistic? And to your point, Scott, it's not necessarily just a default reaction like, okay, well, you know, 9 out of 10 times the guy's going to jail. It's all his fault.
Yeah, well, and then you got a bunch of things that feed into this now. You have this whole thing where men and women are the same. There's no difference. Well, I can tell you right now there's a big difference.
Yes.
There's a big difference.
Right.
Because Robin's a strong person. But when it comes to physical strength, I am stronger than her every time.
Hey, Robin's calling me right now. Actually, she's texting me. She says, "You two knuckleheads don't know what you're talking about. Well, honey, get on here. Let's talk about this, you know. But, seriously, this is a serious topic, and we're, you know, trying to, as we say, we're walking a little bit on eggshells on this.
Well, and I think the biggest issue is it's not just the guy is always wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are instances where the woman is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why, at best, you could say both of them are wrong,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So, that's
the deal. I mean, I used to say in California, only in California could a woman go out, have an affair, and the husband find out about it, and then she runs to the courts and is rewarded for it. And the guy's left out on he's left out on the street without his family. And it's, you know, in that particular case, it's the woman who has violated, you know, the vows of the marriage relationship. And the guy's having to pay the price. Now, how is that fair?
Well,
see, and it's not equitable, you know, but that's what happens in California with, you know, no fault divorce.
Well, here, I'll throw out a situation. You remember that girl that
we are really digging a hole here, aren't we?
Well, hey, if I'm going to dig a hole, let me dig a hole.
Okay, we just keep on going. Okay, all right.
the woman who drowned her kids, drove her car into the lake and drowned
her
kids.
This is Valentine's Day, right?
I'm just thinking about Valentine's Day.
Okay, all right, okay. Loves and kisses, honey, really. Okay, go ahead.
Well, she drives and kills her kids by driving them into the lake. You remember that story?
Yeah, absolutely.
North Carolina or something like that. If she comes home and says that to her husband and he decides to beat her up, is he wrong?
My. Yeah, this is the nature of emotions and all that goes on. I mean, you have to still maintain that anger, like that, is wrong. I mean, if it's wrong in one case, it's wrong in all cases. And the man of, you sit there and you might say, well, okay, well, it's justified, in some form or fashion. And, but it's still wrong. I mean, those are tough things. And I see some of the dads and their responses on this where the women, who have had mental issues and obviously you've got mental issues if you're drowning your kids. I don't know how the men, can live with that kind of situation. But, and the situation is that it wasn't, kind of like domestic violence. It's a gradual process, right? And so do you hold the guy culpable or, I mean, is the guy any different than, the battered housewife syndrome,
Everybody wants to deal in absolutes. Murder is bad, so murder should never happen.
Mm.
Well, there's times where you have to there's times where people are trying to kill you, and you have to protect yourself. That's okay.
Mm.
That's acceptable. There's times there aren't absolutes. There are no absolutes.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like the deal, Scott. I believe in the Second Amendment. And, for protection. And what happens, there's a price to be paid if you protect yourself. And that is that if you are a gun owner and, you better make sure you have insurance, that in the case you send a bullet down range, even to protect yourself, you've got legal issues.
You're ready for the consequences of your action.
Yeah, and you better make sure you have insurance to cover that. So it's all, like we've talked with Larry Pratt many times, the best gunfight is the one you avoid. Just like in anything in life, you can see the trajectory. I think most people can see the trajectory that it's moving in. And I'm sure if Rob Porter had to do it again, as reasonable as some people have said that he is, you learn from your mistakes. And in this particular case, Porter is paying a big price for something that was done a while ago that, especially today, in with the heat on domestic violence and harassment and abuse and hashtags flying around, there's an inordinate amount of sensitivity, as there was when, if you remember, with OJ, when the OJ issue broke out, the murder came out, there was incredible intensity. Courts, family courts did not even mess with this issue. I mean, it was as if you were paying the price of OJ's sin if you went to court, is what some people would say.
And that goes back to what I said initially. You have to be responsible for your own actions. You have to be aware of yourself and how you need to keep your emotions in check. Because the second you let your emotions get the better of you, that's when you just act on your base instinct.
Right.
And you can't do that. That's what separates us from animals.
But you know when the ante is going up. That's what I'm saying. And in those moments of sobriety, the warning to men and women, to guys and women, is that, look, it, you need to, call time out, get some help. If you are starting to head in that direction, just starting, you know what that represents. And it's not, as you said, Scott, it's not okay to exercise violence and to hit your spouse, whether it's male on female or the other way around. And hopefully some sobriety can reign here before you get yourself in too much trouble.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Getting America back on track.
I want your love.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, we're taking your emails. Hey, let us know your perspective on this. We've got Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, we were just talking off air about this Rob Portman deal. And I know it's Valentine's Day. And Porter, what did I say? Rob Porter. It's a very difficult thing, but this is what's happened. You know, you get the fulcrum that swings back 180 and, in this whole process, because I think that there are some things that still need to be addressed when we're talking about harassment and the hashtag movement. I think it's quite interesting that, the money that was paid out to, elected officials in D.C. that still hasn't been dealt with, other than we've got Franken resigning and another congressman, but that hasn't been fully addressed. Yeah, Congressman Conyers. So I, this is a very difficult thing, Jenny Beth.
It is a difficult thing. It's one thing that I have suspected. What we're seeing with Rob Porter is one thing I have suspected would happen with the Me Too movement for many months. We would go through the harassment in the workplace situation, and then it would expand beyond to a situation where there are powerful people who do things behind closed doors that others may not be aware of. In the Porter case, from everything that I have read, the wives actually have contemporaneous people, witnesses who can say this happened, she talked to me about it. There were police reports filed. There was a temporary restraining order against Porter, and he did not have his national security clearance. It's awful. And one thing that I think may be good from this, although she may not think it right now, is that it may save Hope Hicks a situation where she would be just like the other women in Porter's life.
Exactly. Yeah, because this happened more than once, right?
It did happen more than once. Both of his wives and an ex-girlfriend have all spoken with reporters about this. You know, the one thing that concerns me the absolute most, and people in your audience may not be aware of this, is that the first wife talked about how Porter, she accuses him of having choked her. I think oftentimes we think of choking just as, oh, you're caught on some food and you cough it up and it's okay. But really, choking is referred to as strangulation among people in the domestic violence world.
Right.
And it is one of the most serious things that a man can do to a woman, because it completely changes the balance of power. Within seconds, the woman realizes that the man can literally end her life.
Right.
And it's about power and control. And it's scary.
Exactly. And at that point, when you're looking at death and something getting out of control, and especially when things can escalate, here it is on Valentine's Day. We talk about love, but the opposite, when anger comes into play and the love is missing, boy, it can get out of control very quick, and regrettable things occur. But certainly it's all unacceptable. We're not, saying, I just think that, the discussion is opening up for some reason. And, and so we welcome the conversation about it. But anyway, Jenny Beth, a couple things on the agenda here for you and I to discuss. The continuing saga of DACA and, of course, the latest budget fiasco where we find ourselves. It's like, wait a minute, didn't we elect these people to manage a budget a little bit more conservatively?
We certainly did. And what we have seen is spending that is much higher than what we even saw under President Obama's levels. The Tea Party movement has for years said that Republicans spend just like Democrats do. Normally, what we've seen under Republicans is that they accelerate towards that fiscal cliff just a little bit slower than Democrats. I don't think we're quite seeing that right now at all. And so they're just barreling towards it, just like we saw with Democrats. And it's something that our organization has opposed and continues to oppose. We applaud politicians when they do the right thing. For instance, the tax reform bill, we really appreciate the fact that Republicans worked to pass tax reform and tax cuts. And we have a real issue with what we're seeing in the spending bill. And now as we see the House is whipping up votes today on whether they have enough votes for the Goodlatte bill, for amnesty, or the Senate does something different with amnesty. The fact is, why should we be talking about amnesty before we actually address securing the border, implementing our entry-exit visa system, implementing E-Verify, and doing things that will actually secure our country's border? Why don't we do that first?
Exactly.
Talk about and have another conversation at another day when politicians have regained our trust on what to do about the people who entered this country illegally.
When you think about the small number of DACA recipients that are involved here compared to the greater problem, this is the problem I've had, Jenny Beth, and I agree with you totally, is that by taking out a little piece of the problem, I think we're going to set down some ugly precedent here, because they're going to want to do some things for the DACA recipients. They're going to be a little bit more prone to do that. And that's going to be the foundation for what we do on a grander scale, don't you think, in solving the immigration problem?
I think that it absolutely will be. And people can go back and look at what happened under President Reagan. At the time, they were talking about amnesty for 4 million people. And now we're looking at over 11 million people potentially who are here illegally. Now, they're not talking about amnesty for that total population. But at some point, I think when you say, hey, come to America illegally, if you stay long enough, we'll eventually figure out a way to let you stay, mm-hmm. why would anyone not come, whether mm-hmm. they're here legally or not?
Well, and I know that President Trump keeps talking about merit-based, but I don't believe the political parties have the courage to really look at this in a merit-based situation. You know, they want to continue to tell us the stories of the, you know, valedictorians and those who have gone to defend our country and our uniforms, and God bless them for doing it. But we're talking such a small percentage of that now, which started out, what, about 700,000, that's now become 1.8 because, and I didn't understand this one at all, why President Trump would open it up to the larger number when we're not even at a point of negotiation. Why would you give away stuff early in the negotiation process? I mean, if you had to go to 1.8 because you had a last minute kink and that 1.8 would put you over to really, you know, and I know it's going to be a compromise no matter what, but why compromise early and not at the bargaining table when you're right there at the point of decision? I didn't understand that move.
I don't understand it either, and it's negotiating with yourself. Why would you negotiate
exactly.
with yourself?
I mean, and he's the deal maker, right?
He is the deal maker. But here's the thing that we need to do right now. If you don't want to see this happen, if you don't want amnesty, especially amnesty that leads to United States citizenship for people who entered this country illegally, then you need to be making phone calls all day today. Melt the phone lines in the Senate, melt the phone lines in the House, and call the White House and encourage the president to veto any bill that does this. And understand that if they promise that they're going to build a little bit of a wall or promise that they might end chain migration or the visa lottery at some point in the future, just ask yourself how often it is that politicians keep their promises for something they do in the future, and then remind them that you want to see action now, not later.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with us that you should be making those phone calls, and I know some of you are saying, well, I want to make the phone, but I don't have the number. Go to Tea Party Patriots. Go to the website. There's an action plan there. All the phone numbers, the information is right there. Jenny Beth, remind them of the website, please.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Got to burn up the lines, ladies and gentlemen. Because the other thing, too, Jenny Beth, we've got about 30 seconds left here, is that some of the numbers, the way it's presented about the DACA recipients and this whole argument, I think some of these numbers are being misrepresented. And what do you think?
I don't know if they are or not. It's difficult to tell exactly how many people, but when you go from 700,000 to 1.8 million, it's very concerning.
Well, no doubt. We need to solve this problem.
February 16th from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who's this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine. No touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if he wanted to fight? You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson. You will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and great to have you along with us. And it's also great to have James Hurston. Yes, we're talking about New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to talk to you about this Quentin Tarantino story that's been breaking out here and Uma Thurman. I looked at that video and that car crash. I mean, it was like, oh, no, this is going to happen. And, she was swerving and the whole deal. But there's a backstory to this whole thing that is a bit bizarre.
It truly is. Well, look, at first it kind of started, Uma Thurman worked together basically with Quentin Tarantino her entire career in terms of what made her a star. Pulp Fiction and the Kill Bill movies featured Uma Thurman, and the problem is, of course, Quentin Tarantino, his whole career, he worked with Harvey Weinstein. Well, it turns out that Uma Thurman was one of the victims of Harvey Weinstein, and it took her a while to come out and say it, but that she was assaulted and possibly even criminally assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, and that she brought it to the attention of Quentin Tarantino. Now, Quentin Tarantino has come out and admitted that he knew that Harvey Weinstein was a predator, and he says he wished he would have, acted stronger and stopped working with Harvey, but he didn't. But what's really, really strange is that what Uma said is that their relationship changed, the relationship between the star and the director, the star being Uma Thurman and the director being Quentin Tarantino. And he started dehumanizing her and mistreating her on the set in three things that she accounted. She did an interview with Maureen Dowd of the New York Times, and she said that Tarantino bit on her during the shooting of Kill Bill, choked her during the filming. These, of course, were in the script,
right,
and pressured her into doing a very dangerous stunt with an old car where she ended up having a crash, and she was injured to the point where she had a concussion, neck injury, damaged knees, and that she never, she claims, fully recovered from it. And then, of course, she had a lot of, I guess you'd call it psychological damage, because she felt it was covered up. And she thinks the cover-up of it was, you know, ridiculous. But here's, so he was out there initially kind of saying, well, this was, and this is a famous scene, people know, she's driving a 1973 Volkswagen
Carmen Ghia
convertible down a sandy road. It was filmed in Mexico, and it's a road that curves, and she wasn't prepared. She says the car wasn't safe. Somebody tipped her off that it wasn't safe. And at one point, Uma Thurman basically implied that Quentin Tarantino was trying to kill her.
Yeah. And she said the seats weren't even anchored down correctly or something, right?
So
yeah.
Tarantino comes out, and he starts apologizing, sort of, but saying, look, we didn't know, we didn't think of it as a stunt. Meanwhile, two things happened to Tarantino that have really hurt him and his PR. One is that the stunt coordinator of the film, Keith Adams, came out and said, not only is this a stunt, but we were kept away, meaning the stunt department, the stunt staffers, were kept away from the set. He wasn't even notified that the star of the movie was going to be driving a car on camera, and he, you know, he would have wanted to be involved. And the other thing that happened to Tarantino is that a tape surfaced of an interview he did with Howard Stern, where he said that the Roman Polanski situation, I mean, Roman Polanski was a convicted rapist of a minor.
Right.
That Tarantino said, oh, she was asking for it. That a 13-year-old, that wasn't really a rape. That she was dating Roman Polanski. All this stuff, that came out, and that kind of showed his mindset at this time. And he has a film scheduled with Sony Pictures on the Manson killings with Leo DiCaprio signed on, Margaret Robbie signed on. So this is a major problem for Quentin Tarantino.
Is he done? Is he done, James?
Well, I have to say I'm a little biased because I really don't like his movies. I consider him a cultural polluter. So the answer is I hope so. But I don't. The truth is, you know, him coming out and expressing his regret and doing these mea culpa tours have worked for him because he's still continuing to do business. But I got to think that the people at Sony, with all this bad press, are, you know, I mean, the idea, okay, that you're a director and you're going to take your star and you're going to stick her in an old convertible. And by the way, these cars they use in the movies, a lot of times they're not even drivable.
Exactly.
They're towed for shots and things like that.
Well, they know they're going to wreck them. They're going to wreck them up and abuse them. So there's not like there's
a maintenance
record on those cars, right?
That's right. And there's a video posted on my website at jamesherson.com. Mm. You can see the car, and you can see the fact that it doesn't have restraints. It doesn't have head restraints and roll bars or anything.
And, of course, this was before airbags. So, and thank God, in one hand, it, you know, because the airbag would have definitely gone off, and then what kind of additional damage would she have suffered?
But what if I work in the entertainment business as an entertainment lawyer. I'm a licensed talent agent.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a client who was the star of a movie, it would be in their contract. This would be a breach of contract. You cannot expose, even from a business point of view, the star of a movie to this kind of risk. And Tarantino's, this thing about him spitting on her, he admitted it. He said it was real important to the scene. Give me a break.
Right.
That he had to spit on her face, and he also had to choke her with a chain for real, where she had her eyes popping out because he had to get the realism. I mean, we live in an age of CGI. We have computer-generated imagery. They don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. If you think not, remember The Mask with... You know, they did all kinds of CGI,
Jim Carrey,
they made faces, do all kinds of things. But he was literally choking her with her, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
With a chain, Tarantino's, every single movie he's done has had a very thick side to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pulp Fiction has some scenes that, quite frankly, are beyond soft pornography. They're mm-hmm. they're sick. They're yes. perverted. And he started out with a movie called Straw Dogs, which is overly violent. Mm-hmm. He's always got to insert gratuitous violence. And now, you know, he's attracted to the Manson family. They've acquired that property. And one of the main characters in that is Roman Polanski, who he's been out, you know, apologizing for. Yeah, if he continues on, it would be a travesty. And the fact that he's been so closely associated with Harvey Weinstein,
exactly.
working together on all these films, he obviously is an enabler. So, you know, I think it would be a good thing for Sony maybe to do a different project.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe they could do an animated version of the Manson family.
Right. Well, if they put Tarantino on timeout, that would, as you know, is almost death unto itself, because you have to remain relevant, right?
Well, yeah, it's very difficult to take a pause in the highly competitive world of entertainment. Yeah, because it's a glamour industry, and that's just the way it is. But, you know, to think of Uma Thurman, I mean, she's reliving these horrible experiences. And it was very similar to the other victims of Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein in his bathrobe, forcing himself on people.
Yeah.
And then she has to remember this car accident. And by the way, the reason that I have the footage and it went around is because she managed to cajole it. After 15 years, she got the footage of the car accident and put it up on her Instagram account. So thanks to the social media, certainly has its dark side, but one of the positives is that a lot of things see the light of day that wouldn't otherwise.
Well, and it speaks, as you say, significantly to the mindset of, you know, Weinstein and Tarantino, who was involved with him, and, you know, all the other players there in Hollywood. This is a rather sick place, isn't it, James?
Oh, it's, yeah, I mean,
and I'm not taking a big broad brush and saying everybody's sick there, but I'm just saying there's trouble here in Rubber City, and are they willing to, you know, kind of open up this, you know, this pus pocket that needs to be opened up?
They have a serious problem with values, and what probably the public doesn't understand is that the director and an actor, they almost have a fiduciary relationship of trust.
Mm-hmm.
The actor or actress puts themselves in the director's hand, their careers in their hand. And Tarantino had a lot of leverage and power over this actress, Uma Thurman, and he abused that power. And to me, this is just as bad as the scandal involving, you know, sexual impropriety, maybe even worse, because what he did was endanger her physical her life.
I mean, he's treating her like a non-person, like it didn't matter to put her, you know, her life at risk like this, to disrespect her to this degree, and as you say, on the heels of already dealing with Weinstein. Look at the video. James, remind everybody, it's on your site where they can go and see it.
Yeah, it's my name, James Hirsten, Run Together. So James and then HIRSEN.com.
There it is, James Hirsten. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.